Proclamation number 6849 of 10th of June, 1957. True peace only in God. You will only find true inner peace when you have joined me, when your thoughts and intentions are directed towards my kingdom, when you grant me access into your hearts. I alone can give you peace, for the world does not possess it and therefore cannot give it to you either. But it is something delicious to find true peace, for it is already a part of beatitude. It makes you immensely happy and is a sign that I myself am in you. You must find peace in God. As long as you stay on earth, your lot will be constant battle, because you will have to deal with the one who is your enemy and adversary. And he will not let you have peace unless you are completely at his beck and call. Then you will seemingly have peace, but it is more like self-deception. It is not a lasting peace. You are only blindly held by the one to whom you have granted the right to rule, and you do not see the dangers which surround you and therefore do not fight against them either. But whoever is not yet completely enslaved to him, his life is a battle, partly against him and partly against himself. But he can emerge victorious from this battle, and then there is a peace in him which is incomparably blissful. For then he will have found me, and I myself will grant him the peace of his soul. But then nothing will frighten him anymore, neither earthly unrest and hardship nor spiritual danger, for he knows that one is watching in his place. He knows that I will no longer leave his side and that he is safe and secure in my protection. There is peace within him, a peace which can no longer be taken away from him. But the people of the world are not interested in this peace, because they have to give up what the world offers and because they love the world more than the inner peace in God. Only when they have succeeded in overcoming matter, only when their eyes and thoughts turn to another realm, only when they have found the path to me will they also desire peace from me. But then they will no longer be able to understand that they took pleasure in the world. The battle against the world and its dangers will delight them, and then they will also emerge victorious and now also find the peace which the world could not offer them. Therefore it is truly not a bad exchange to have surrendered the pleasures of the world for the inner peace of heart. But only the overcomer can understand this, for as long as the world still entices and desires, true inner peace still counts for nothing to people. But I will give you the peace which the world cannot give you. And what I have promised you truly has value. It is a gift you should strive for with all diligence. For I want your soul to be made happy, but not the body, which takes pleasure in things which are not helpful to the soul. You should find peace of mind, because then I myself can dwell within you and my nearness will only ever benefit you, because then you will know that you are safe and need no longer fear the enemy of your souls. Amen.